Greetings to you, our listeners, here and there. I greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our soon coming King. It is prayer time in the city and in the surrounding counties. Let us go now to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we bless you now. Father, we tell you thank you just for how good you've been. Father, we tell you thank you for how you woke us up this morning, started us on another day's journey, and for this, we tell you thank you. Father, we tell you thank you because there's just no God like you. And God, we give you the glory, and we tell you thank you now. Father, I ask that you touch the hearts of the listeners, illuminate their minds, and illuminate their spirits. And oh God, we ask that you touch the heart of a backslider, God. God, bring them back home into the fold. Oh, God, touch their heart. Deal with them now, God, so that they will yield their lives unto you. And we give your name the glory, and we tell you thank you now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Amen. Today, we're going to go into the book of John. John, the 6th chapter, 22nd through the 34th verse. And the thought that we are leaving with you today will be Jesus, the bread of life. Jesus, the bread of life. John 6, starting at the 22nd verse, going down to the 34th. And it reads, "The day following, when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was none other boat there, save that one whereinto his disciples were entered, and that Jesus went not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples were going away alone. Howbeit, there came other boats from Tiberias right into the place where they did eat bread. And after that, the Lord had given thanks. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum seeking for Jesus. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, where camest thou hither? Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me, not because ye saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perish, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, What shall we do, that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent. The 30th verse says, They said therefore unto him, What sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What does thy work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. Today we will talk about Jesus Christ, the bread of life. Here we find where Jesus is beginning to tell the multitudes that he was the bread of life, that he is the bread of life. We find that there were seven I ams in the Bible, or the seven sayings of Jesus, and it dealt with the I am. We find here where he says, I am the bread of life. This is the first of the seven I am statements recorded in the Gospel of John. Now, each one emphasized an important aspect of the personal ministry of Jesus. This statement tells us that Christ is a substance that nourishes spiritual life. The other I am is, I am the light of the world. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. These are the seven I ams. That was a part of who Jesus is and who he was when he was on earth. He says, I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I am the true vine. So here Jesus was saying to the multitudes that I am the bread of life. And when we think of the Our Father prayers, where one part of the Our Father prayer said, give us this day our daily bread. Well, Jesus is the bread of life. Here, the people, the multitudes, they began to talk as they were there. In the 30th verse said that they said unto him, what sign showest thou then that we may see and believe? What does you thy works? Show us something. They said, our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. So Jesus said to them that verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. And the 33rd verse says, for the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And then the people said unto Jesus, they said, Lord, evermore give us this bread. So here Jesus was saying to them that Moses, he did not give you the bread from heaven. What God rained down when he rained down manna from heaven for the children of Israel, he rained down regular substance bread. He rained down bread so that they could eat, and he gave them quail. So he gave them meat and he gave them bread, and then there was water to drink. But that was natural bread that would feed them and would sustain them on their journey. So Jesus said to them was that what Moses gave you was not the bread from heaven. Because Jesus is saying, I am the bread of life. He said, if you eat me, you will never die, but you will live. He says, for the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Jesus is the bread of life. He's a bread of life. He's our spiritual nourishment. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He's our spiritual nourishment. He's our bread from heaven that gives us life. He is the bread of heaven that God sent him, the only Son of God, the only begotten Son of God, came to earth, and he gave us his life. He says, I am the bread of life that gives life to the world. So what he was saying in the spiritual context, that I am, you eat me spiritually, you eat my word, and you eat my word, I am the bread of life. I give life to the world. I give life to you. If you eat of me, if you eat my body and you eat my words daily, then you will live. The word of God is the bread of life. Jesus Christ is the bread of life. Don't care where we go and what you do, what you look for and where you may find happiness, or you look for happiness, wherever you look for happiness, you're not going to find it. The only place you're going to find true happiness is in Jesus Christ. And because he came down from heaven, he is the bread of life. Now, God the Father rained down manna from heaven so that the children of Israel could eat and live in this natural body. But he sent his son, Jesus. Jesus came and he died and he hung on Calvary. And now as we partake of him, he is the bread of life. He is the one that give us life. As we partake, and especially during communion time, when we eat of his body and we drink of his blood, we are doing this in remembrance of him. Anytime and every time we take communion, as we eat the cookie that's symbolic of his body, and we drink the wine or the grape juice that's symbolic of his blood, we eat and drink and we partake of Jesus Christ. He is the bread of life. And the songwriter said, bread of life, come down, rain down on me. Eat, feed me until I want no more. And I say to you that you're looking for something. You that's hungry on the inside. You have a hunger and you have a thirst. And you've tried everything and that void is not filled. You've tried everything. You wonder why this void is not filled. You will find that whatever you try that's new in your life, you still have a longing on the inside. That's because God put a desire in every male and every female that will only be filled by him, Jesus Christ, the bread of life. And if we eat of him, we study his word, we take him on in the spirit, then we will not die, but we will live. And each day we take our daily bread and the Ten Commandments, God gave down to Moses, and it said that God, we will have no other gods before him. So I want you to know today that he is the great I am. He is the bread of life. He is still the I am the door. He is still I am the way. He is still I am the good shepherd. He is still I am the resurrection and the life. He is still the I am the truth and the life. And he is still I am the true vine. So I want to say to you today, whatever you're going through, just know that Jesus Christ is still the bread of life. He was the bread of life then. He's our life giver. He gives us life. And if we feed on him, if we eat on him, which is the word of God, spiritually, if you will take the word of God and literally study it and literally absorb it into your beings and literally live by it, you will find life in the Bible. There is life in the Bible. There is life. It comes up at you. Now to the unregenerated man, the man that don't know God, or the woman that don't know Jesus and a pardon of her sins, when you read the Bible, it's going to seem like foreign language to you. You won't understand it. It won't move you. It won't have any meaning. It will seem void. Why? Because there is no life there. But if you give your life to Jesus, you repent of your sins, and you ask him to forgive you, and you ask him to bring you back to the foot of the cross, I guarantee you, when you get into the Word of God, when you start reading the Bible, you will find out that he is still the bread of life. And because he's the bread of life, he gives you life. He came to give the world life. He's God's son. God sent him on the earth so that he could not only just redeem us, but he will help us live. So today, the only way that we can live and live victoriously is to get into the Word of God. Read what the Word has to say. Get into Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And then you would see the Bible that has the red writing. We know that those are the words of Jesus. As you read the Word of God, it will come alive to you. So today, I pray that you have heard the Word and that you allow God to quicken it into your heart. And we give God the glory and we tell him thank you for you in Jesus' name. Now, if this broadcast has been a blessing to you, I ask that you write us to Post Office Box 18252, Savannah, Georgia, and send your donations and your love gifts. And until the next time, remember, there is hope for today.